Hello, welcome to Cancel 38. This is a very fun episode because today we are reading hate comments. We've had a lot of those because we've had a lot of Instagram activity, especially throughout this whole thing. So if you've ever left us a nice little hate comment, you're in this video. Mm-hmm. So definitely watch this whole thing because there's so many funny comments. We've been looking forward to this. Okay, so let's just dive right into it.
We'll dive right in.
Okay.
Okay, where do we start? We have a whole list of screenshots. Okay, my first comment that I left, I said, real feminists wouldn't support this. And my girl, Orange Soda, we love you. You give us a lot of content. We really appreciate that. You said that real feminists include trans women in their feminism. What do you have to say about that, Macy?
Well, first of all, what is a woman?
What is a woman? That Orange Soda, you can't say it's a social construct because that's actually not going to fly with me.
Define the word woman without saying the word woman.
Woman. Yeah.
It's also like trans women obviously are men, which is funny because feminism is supposed to be a movement for, like, buy-in for women.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden it's now like a modern concept to like introduce putting men above women,
right,
in feminism, which makes no sense.
Well, because then at how do you even say her name?
I don't even know.
Araya 22 said at Claire Betag, would you agree that the goal of feminism is to bring equality between the genders? And yes, I would agree with that, and that's exactly what we were trying to do. So
yeah,
I don't really, something in my mind that just didn't really make sense to me, because that literally was the point of everything that we were doing.
It's just so funny because all these feminists are like, oh yeah, trans women, real feminists include trans women. No,
that makes no sense at all. Makes the fact that you have to say the word trans to, you know, differentiate them and make it known that they're women, like, just proves that they're not women. Why do you need that extra word? That's like the whole thing with the whole cisgender thing. Or, like, what do they call them? Cis man or whatever?
I don't know.
To make it sound like, like you're a cis woman because you're, yeah, a biological woman, you actually don't need that word. Like, I don't get why you need that extra, those extra three wet letters to, like,
I hate it.
It just doesn't make sense.
This one, oh my gosh. Okay. This one's, okay, someone said, proud to be at SMC.
Okay, this is really, really good.
Men are men, women are women. Commented, so am, seriously, it's so awesome to actively support special illnesses the way they are, sister. Okay, so that's not like a hate comment, that's someone like supporting our side.
It's so funny though, like, oh, if you go to this person's account, I don't know who is behind this account, but when you go to their account, I gotta pull up their bio. I will put this up on the screen. It's actually so funny. No, like, there are a ton of comments that
whoever this person is commented, they kept firing off on our side.
Okay,
in support of us, and they're so funny.
Their name on the Instagram is Donald Martin Jr. And the bio says, hello, St. Mary's liberal. You clicked on this page because you wanted to stalk a dude who you have never met. Congrats, you are mentally unstable.
Oh my gosh. So whoever that is, thank you for
shout out to you, because that brought a lot of laughs.
This is so funny. Okay. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one's rough. So our friend Jada, if you're watching, we love you so much. She is so good, you know, in debate with libs on this, but Jada says, so are we going to take the Catholic institution out of our name? And then Glad Eye says, how about they take you out and then everyone's happy?
Yeah.
Hello?
Wow. That one should have probably been reported as harassment since.
Funny enough, I know that that's one that I printed and gave to President Conway.
Oh, yeah.
So
Was there any action that was done on this?
I doubt it.
They actually don't care.
No.
Actually, read this next one.
Oh my gosh.
You seem to love this one.
This one, it's a roller coaster. Okay. Bridget Elizabeth. Ah, cis women, white tears. Gotta love playing the victim. I suggest you drop this and put more energy to your finals, babes. Even if it was one poster that is actively discriminatory, as it is singling out a specific group of this community, might I add, a minority in a Catholic institution, I suggest you and Macy not interact with Phoenix any further, because we are talking disciplinary action, because discrimination is a serious offense.
Well,
so that was about the posters.
Yes.
Because obviously, like, we, I mean, you know, if you've seen the whole story, like, we made the posters in response. And of course, people were like, oh, it's discriminatory. Like, this is like inciting violence.
They were triggered blah, blah, blah. By the Bible verse.
Yeah, which is funny because I get right at Catholic a Catholic school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be a Catholic school. But yeah, and then she was like freaking out and saying that, like, if I interact with her any further. Because there's also like this rumor going around that, like, I cornered this girl. No. Like, I cornered and harassed this girl, and people were spreading that online. So, I've seen that, it is absolutely not true. But, of course, I mean, they're going to keep spouting that because that's the only thing that they can do is they always drop discrimination. They always drop the words, like, you know, cis women, white tears.
Right.
And, you know, of course, every other word is, like, you know, transphobic, homophobic, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so there was a comment left by Jocelyn. We love Jocelyn. But she quoted Pope Benedict in an address in 2011, and it's kind of long, but so I won't read it, but I thought this response was kind of funny. It was at Las Flores. She said, I'm just assuming this is a girl, I don't know.
It is.
Okay. This just proves words are all interpretation. I interpreted this as Jesus wanting me to live true to myself and who he created me to be, which is the wonderful, God-fearing, queer Latina educator that ever did exist. And I'm proud of it. I know he is proud of me, too. God bless you, and may he heal the hate in your heart. I thought this was interesting because, you know, she's saying that words are all interpretation, but you actually cannot interpret the Bible or biblical teachings to the way that you want to interpret it.
Exactly.
I thought that was really frustrating because also you can't just claim that you're right. And, you know, obviously the Pope had a very clear message in his statement.
It's so funny to, like, pin, you know, Jocelyn as, like, a hateful person.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many worse things she could have replied with, but she replied with, like, a very religious quote.
And if you know Jocelyn, like, she's, like, the furthest thing from hateful. Yeah, like,
exactly.
She's so sweet, very nice. Like, she's very respectful in this. So I don't know why people just assume that she's coming from a place of hatred.
And also, like, I interpret this as Jesus wanted me to live true to myself and who he created me to be. Jesus created you to be female or male.
Right.
God does not make mistakes. And, you know, of course, people are like, you know, I'm you know, a boy born in a woman's body. No, you're not. Because that would imply that God made a mistake and he doesn't do that.
Because how would you know? Seriously, how would you exactly. ever know who you were supposed to be? Like, that is, like, so subjective. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. This is funny. I commented this on the first post that kind of leaked it all. I just tagged Matt Walsh. I said, help. Because, you know, he has, like, his famous, you know, what is a woman question? And, like, that crazy documentary, which I watch all the time. It's so good. And here again, Orange Soda. Isn't Matt Walsh the guy that said something along the lines of every man would be attracted to a 16-year-old girl because women are most fertile around that age? Doesn't he sell plushies of an undressed baby version of himself? Is that really who you want defending you? Yes. Because common liberal move here is to take something out of context. You know, we just saw that the other day with, like the bloodbath comment.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, yes.
So every liberal ever loves to take a statement out of context. And if you go back to the Matt Walsh video, it makes complete sense what he's trying to say. And also the undressed baby, it's a freaking joke. Like, chill. It's literally just a stuffed animal.
It's just, like, you can't take everything. At least us, like, we'll take something as it is, and we won't misinterpret, like, their side. Like, they're just straight up crazy things going on.
We also do our research.
We say facts and facts only.
We do our research.
Like, if that were true, that would be a really, really good, you know, solid comment. But, like, literally, you did not do your research. So, that was...
It annoys me.
That was really unfortunate for her. Haley Smith said, it's truly sad to see how many transphobic women are on the campus I love so much. God loves everyone, and I see this as providing a safe haven to trans women who feel threatened every day at their co-ed campus. Why can't we provide a positive and accepting place for trans women to finally feel at home?
St. Mary's is not meant to be inclusive to everyone. That's
no,
my answer.
And it's not. And also, I feel like these people think that we don't think that God loves trans people. And that's, like, so far from the truth. It's actually just completely the opposite of what we believe. We do believe that God loves everybody, but we're not trying to sit here and affirm their delusion. So, like, by us doing this is, like, literally, we do come from a place of love, and we know God loves them, and I wouldn't be Catholic
because
if I didn't think that.
Because it's not love to affirm delusion. I'd say that's, I mean, that's pretty cruel of people to do to affirm anything that is not the truth.
Right.
And, you know, of course, they're all going to say that, you know, we're hateful people, blah, 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 but it's not Christ-like to affirm anything that is besides his true will.
Right.
And, you know, no, there's not your truth, my truth, there is the truth. Don't even debate me on that because I'm, like, that's how it is. You know, that yeah. Because they all say, yeah. Like, oh, it's my truth. No. I don't care what your truth is. There's the truth.
We can't all have a truth here.
Like,
it would be nothing but chaos on the side of the road. Exactly. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know, here's another classic. Liv Kramer Stevens, stop using God or feminism as a means to spew your hatred. Trans women are real women.
So we can't use God to defend our beliefs when we literally go to a Catholic school and I'm literally Catholic. Like, make that make sense.
Also, again, they're just throwing out like, oh, you're, you know, you're bigots, you're
come up with a good defense. Like, actually, other than name calling, like, what else do you have?
Like, I am so, like, I tell this to everyone, I'm like so radically free, you know, free speech and right. Like pro yeah. dialogue. So if we want to actually talk about this, and if you disagree with me, like, let's go for it, but don't just like come in and start calling me all these
name calling. We did that in fifth grade.
Like this, like me when Lib says when Lib start name calling,
literally,
like,
literally
transphobic, bigot, homophobic,
okay.
I sleep.
You really got me there. Like, we don't take that personally.
Do better. Come on. Like, that's... Oh no, gosh. Actually. It's because their argument is weak, and they don't have a solid argument in this. Anyways.
Okay, Maris Sophia said, if people are so worried about rape and sexual assault, why don't I see comments about the numerous unaddressed assaults piling up from our pals across the street? Just be honest and say you're transphobic. No need to pretend you care. Okay, this is actually really, really sad that she commented this because, yeah, obviously sexual assault happens pretty much everywhere. And as we know, like, Notre Dame has been really bad at, like, communicating with St. Mary's, like, reporting sexual assault cases. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And St. Mary's is really bad about it, too. But this is not the issue that we're having. I mean, you know, as we say, like, I mean, as we know, like, a lot of these sexual assault cases, you know, come from a lot of men. I'm not saying that it can't come from, like, a female. But This is our exact point. Like, it stems from men probably 90% of the time. I don't know the actual statistic on that, But it just doesn't make sense to me. Cause you want to share a room with men now, even though like you're really upset about like the men across the street.
So if we had the policy, it would be opening the doors for much more of that to happen here. So that's funny in their argument, but also like, it's the fact that like, you know, we can't comment on something just because we haven't comment on something else or because we aren't something else, like, because this is, you know, again, the common liberal argument that like, oh, you know, if you don't have a uterus then you can't
speak
on abortion. Well, it's like, okay, I'm not a cat, but I know what a cat is, you know. Like, right. You don't have to be a certain demographic or like say, you know, say something in order right. to be valid in what you're saying. I mean, like, facts are facts and anyone should and can be standing up for those.
Yep, exactly.
But no, It's so annoying. Oh my gosh. Okay. Next one. Okay. So this was, I think, a mom of a senior. She said, damn, so what happens when the trans person wants to go back to their assigned gender, or do they stay at an all-girl school? Or, which is a great...
That's such a good point.
It's such a good point. It's such a good point. Also, if you think about it, if the policy was in place, like, these people would be minors.
Right.
Coming in. I mean, there's not... I mean, a decent amount of people come in already 18 years old, legal adults. But, like, if they're questioning their gender, they're a minor. So this isn't going to be an experimentation site. Because a lot of people do change their minds. And so if they do change their minds and then we're stuck, you know, obviously it's a man in the first place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they're going to start identifying back as a man... then, I mean, that's a great point. What would they do? And we asked this
to
Convoy
this.
And Vice President Johnson. Of course, they didn't have an answer.
Of course,
because they didn't think there was a single logistic as for the policy. That's just such an... And, you know, of course, someone's like, oh, this only happens for, like, 1% of trans people, and they probably wouldn't want to stay at a women's college. But, like, you also know that anyone who would come in as a young person questioning their gender identity or, you know, unfortunately confused, like, they would be, like, groomed here and further into the delusion.
Right.
You know? And, like, that should not, higher education should not be doing that to anyone. No, one should be doing that to anyone.
No, exactly.
It, like, especially as a Catholic college, we should be setting up for truth and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, of course, having men here who think that they're women and affirming that would be the complete opposite of that. So.
Okay. V. Nicole S. said, "You've proven to the community that St. Mary's is not ready for the progression that it's so clearly yearning for. While I'm disheartened that the policy was overturned, I'm beginning to think that with hateful hearts like yours on our campus, maybe it's for the best. I wouldn't want my trans sisters to touch a soul like yours with a 10-foot pole. TLDR, you literally disgust me."
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
This is the inclusive left. This is the loving.
Very, very inclusive.
This is the people who claim to be the loving, you know, inclusive ones. And here they are telling us that we're horrible people because we know what a woman is.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So, like, you know, even though we have all these hate comments, of course, like, it's, you know, this is actually encouraging us, to be honest. So, all the name calling, all that we get, it's just like, for us, it's like another reason to keep going.
Right.
Because, again, all they can do is name call.
No, that's all they know how to do.
So. Yeah, so that just further proves our argument is most based in truth and the most victorious in this. And obviously, you know, we've seen it because the policy was reversed. Mm-hmm. But it's just, oh my gosh.
If you want to read more of these comments, you can totally go check out the post yourself at TPUSA_St. Mary's.
Follow
go down
there.
To the post that is announcing that St. Mary's would be accepting the enrollment of biological men. And, yeah, it's really entertaining. Sometimes, you know, I'll just think back to some of these comments and think, wow, that was really screwed up.
Yeah, and but for any ops here who we gave a shout-out to, you can't... Like, we didn't do anything wrong. All your comments here are public comments.
This was
comments,
a public comment.
So, you know, we're you're the ones who put that out there. So, sorry.
So, with that being said, thank you so much for watching this. We're going to come out with another episode this week as well.
Yes.
So, stay tuned on that. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to do deep investigation on how Catholic is our college. So,
spoiler alert, it's not.
It's not. It is not Catholic. So,
cool. All right. That's all. Break.